This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 6, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. NASA's Phoenix Mars mission blasted off at 5:26 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday morning, aiming for a May 25, 2008 arrival at the Red Planet and a close-up examination of the surface of the northern polar region. Phoenix will be the first mission to touch water-based ice on Mars. The mission will study the history of the water in the ice, monitor weather of the polar region, and investigate whether the subsurface environment in the far northern plains of Mars has ever been favorable for sustaining microbial life. Phoenix uses the main body of a lander originally made for a 2001 mission that was canceled before launch, which is why it's named after the mythical bird which was reborn from its own ashes. The fallout continues in Brazil following the worst aviation disaster in the country's history. The head of Infraero, Brazil's airports authority, will reportedly be replaced this week. Reuters reports José Carlos Pereira will be replaced by Sergio Gaudenzi, the head of the Brazilian Space Agency, and they cite an unnamed source in making that announcement. The official announcement is expected to be made public during the day on Monday. The news service reports that confidence in the airline industry is so shaken that many passengers are taking buses to travel domestically despite Brazil's infamous terrible road conditions. A Fayette County Circuit judge ruled on Thursday that Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Kentucky cannot be sued for damages stemming from the deadly takeoff crash of a Comair CRJ-100 in August last year. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that after 2 hours of deliberations, Judge James Ishmael ruled the airport cannot be held legally responsible for the accident because it falls under sovereign immunity as an entity of the merged Lexington-Fayette County government. While cities and city entities may be sued under Kentucky's constitution, counties cannot be without a waiver from the General Assembly, and that's a step that hasn't been taken in the Comair case. The judge's decision is a blow for the Delta regional subsidiary, as it struggles to collect damages and divide blame for the accident that claimed 49 of the 50 lives on board that regional jet, which departed the wrong runway at the airport. As ANN reported, last week the National Transportation Safety Board ruled that pilot error was the primary cause of the accident. The board also said the FAA had some responsibility for failing to enforce its own suggestions on proper runway checks before takeoff. Comair has maintained that substandard runway markings were at least partially to blame. Airline spokeswoman Kate Marks said the airline was weighing whether to appeal. There's been another runway incursion incident, this one at Philadelphia International Airport. The FAA confirms that a U.S. Airways pilot took a wrong turn on a taxiway just before midnight July 29th, putting his aircraft in the path of an oncoming Air Wisconsin plane. FAA spokeswoman Arlene Salek told the Associated Press the pilot of the U.S. Airways flight, which had just arrived from Las Vegas, turned left when he should have turned right and crossed an active runway. Air traffic controllers told the oncoming Air Wisconsin plane to turn at the nearest taxiway to avoid the collision. Salek says a preliminary investigation concluded the planes never came closer than 1,000 feet to each other. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The NTSB releases a preliminary report on the Phoenix News helicopter midair. NASA delays Endeavour until Wednesday. And U.S. Airways and American battle for a new route to China. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller about how to use ATC to increase the safety and enjoyment of your next flight. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You can find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.